Hey, I'm Rav, the bottom by the two dots. I'm Rav Huna.
Chuppah kona mikava chomer. Chuppah, we can learn, you can use for kedushin from a kava chomer. Uman kesef she'enu machil b'truma kona, just like kesef, which you can't eat truma from it after kedushin, like kona, you can use it for kedushin. Chuppah she'machalas b'truma, eno didn't she take that. So chuppah that does allow you to eat truma, should surely allow you to be kona, to be used for kedushin.
Good. Stop there for 1 second. When the Gemara says that kesef is ma'achil b'truma or not ma'achil b'truma, what does that mean? When the Gemara says kesef is not ma'achil b'truma,
you can't eat the truma if you were betrothed to a kohen.
It's not just anyone, it's the bas.
Good. It's talking about a specific case. It's talking about a woman who's mikudashas to a kohen, kesef alone, meaning her having received kesef kedushin, that's not enough to give her the right to eat truma. It doesn't feed her truma, literally what it means. Kesef doesn't feed her truma. It means it doesn't entitle to her to eat his truma. Good.
Kesef ain't a machil, then kesef doesn't allow you to eat the truma. Ramar ula, dvar Torah, arusa bas yisrael. Ocheles v'truma. A rusa of a bas yisrael can eat truma.
But what does Dvar Torah mean?
It's something happening.
No, Dvar Torah means midoraisa. No. As far as the Torah is concerned, midoraisa, din mina Torah, Dvar Torah. As far as the Torah is concerned, she can in fact eat the truma.
Shinamar v'kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo.
And that's all part of the process of a kohen, ki yikna nefesh, kinyan kaspo. Right, when a kohen will acquire. You have the fancy gemara there. Yeah. What's the whole pasuk?
The kohen ki yikna nefesh, kinyan kaspo hu, yochal bo, v'lid beiso, hein yochal b'lachmo.
Good. So anyone who's included, the pasuk says, that anyone who's included in the category of kinyan kaspo, they can eat truma. What's kinyan kaspo mean?
Kesef transaction.
Someone who is acquired. Someone who is acquired. Kinyan kaspo. Any individual who is a kinyan kaspo of the kohen could eat truma.
By kinyan kaspo and by kedushin, she is a kinyan kaspo.
She should be included in this category. She is someone who is acquired vis-a-vis kesef, and as such, she should be included in the category of those people who could eat truma, based on the pasuk. And that's what Ulu said. That's the raisa.
So matam amru eno cheles. So what's the reason that we say that she can't eat the truma if she's just mikdash with kesef? It's gezera
because mikudashes, right? Mikudashes. She's mikudashes.
It's a gezera. Shema yimzugu la kos bebeis aviha. Lest they pour her mixer cup in the house of her father.
Who's going to do that?
The Kohen.
The Kohen, right? The Mekadesh. The Mekadesh will send her home with, like I said before, they'll go on a date and he'll send her home with a nice package of truma. Where's she going to bring it? You bring it home, and who's at home? People that have no right to eat this. Brothers and sisters, and she'll be generous and she'll share it with them. And what's going to happen? They're going to be in violation of an Isser. So who was the Gezeira meant to protect?
Her relatives.
The family, right? It really had nothing to do with her. So it's sort of like a unique formulation. She's allowed to have it. So who are they worried about? They're worried about the family members who are not allowed to have it. Why aren't they allowed to have it? Because they're not what?
Married to a kohen.
They're not kinyan kaspo, right? They're what we call zorim. A zar is a non-kohen. A zar is not allowed to have truma.
So can a married woman do that also?
Yeah. A married woman, certainly. A married, but there they live together, right? There they live together. She's living in his house. And there's a different mentality. Now, it's always sort of, when you're engaged, you're not really his wife, so you're sort of still part of this family. Once you're part of that family, you have a whole different perspective. You know, it'd be like today, Lahavdil, a woman is engaged, but she knows that the husband has certain minhagim. She's not taking on his minhagim yet. She's still in kitnias. She's marrying an Ashkenazi guy, right? She's still eating kidney on Pesach. In 2 weeks, she's going to be married to a guy who doesn't eat kidney on Pesach. Yeah, but she's living at home with her parents. When she moves into his house, then she'll have it in her head. No, I'm not allowed to eat rice on Pesach, right? Just an example. Okay?
Ella Parachachi. So rather explain like this.
Good. So what happened? Rav Huna was asked this question. He said, they said, your Kavachomer is lacking. You can't make a Kavachomer based on this fact because it's wrong. So he says, you know what? You're right. I'll make my kalachomer still with kesef, but I'm going to refine it a little. I'm going to tweak it a little bit.
The kalachomer now is my kesef she'ino romer kone. Kesef, which can't complete the marriage, you can be mikadesh, you can enter the marriage, you could begin the marriage. Chuppah shikomer is chuppah which completes the marriage. Ain't no din shetikna. You're going to say that you can't be kona, you can't begin the marriage.
Good. Meaning it's logical that it should be that way. If it's strong enough to create nisuin, then it certainly should be strong enough to create kiddushin. Is everyone clear up to that point? That's the argument from Kesef. That's the Kal Vachomer as it stands now.
I
sorry, one at a time. I should go ahead? No, I'm just making it. Oh, I think that was Irving.
I'm sorry, Irving.
Answer, it's a very good question. I can't.
I don't know enough about what
Chuma? It's a good question. Why the Rav Huna started with that fact and tried to argue from a different strength of money. In other words, he was arguing from a different strength of money. These are both truisms on some level, right? Money has a strength over here, and money has a strength from over here. So Rav Huna started with one strength, and then they called that strength into question. They said, yeah, but that's not really, that's only Midarabanan, it's not Midaraisa, so that's not good. Why he didn't just start with this argument, I don't know. I couldn't...
No, but we will understand based on the end. On Abaye's explanation of Rav Huna, maybe there is an answer why he started with that one.
As opposed to
just using this calafomer.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean,
right, so let me just...
So therefore, if the guy, let's say, for some reason cannot go into the Yichudim,
right.
He doesn't feel he's got to get gold. You know,
right.
He's on call, he's a cardiac surgeon or something.
Right, whatever the reason.
But she would still be, she would still be a nisu.
That's right. That's a separate issue that you're getting to.
There are certain limits on why he's doing this.
It's a separate issue that you're getting into, and that is what is chuppah. Rav Huna is not, the Gemara is not addressing here what is the definition of chuppah. Chuppah is what, you know, we say, what shafs nisuin, what creates nisuin. Chuppah is what creates nisuin. The question is, what is chuppah? If you look through the Rishonim, there are very different shitos. Some say that it means literally the canopy. Some say it means misha yatasa behinuma, when the kala goes out with her kerchief, when the husband or the mekadesh does the badekin, what we call the badekin. Some say that's what's called chuppah. Some say no, it's the yichud that's called chuppah. Some say it's not really the yichud, but it's actually relations when they actually live together. You know, the Rambam famously held that you need a what's called a chuppah haru'uya labia. You need chuppah haru'uya labia, and if it would be lacking if a woman was anida at the time of the nisuin for that reason. That was the Rambam Shita.
If he lived with her, yeah. She'd still be his wife. So he would be that aveira to live with her.
No, I'm saying the chuppah itself is lacking. I'm just trying to point out that there are different shitas as to what chuppah is. But you're right, according to some, just being under the canopy will suffice for chuppah. Yes, that's true. Yeah.
We're saying that, what's...
Right now, Rav Huna's...
What?
Rav Huna, yeah?
Yeah.
Rashi says, it's good to see Rashi. Rashi says to fully remove the woman from her father's rishos.
So why would he hold that doing that twice would make it more...
Good, that's a different question. That's a different question. We don't know from the Gemara what Rav Huna means. Does Rav Huna mean do chuppah once and kill one bird with two stones? What does he mean? Do chuppah once and then do it again.
Well, why would you say that do it once? No, clear. I mean, seeing why would he? He's not saying do it once. That doesn't make any sense.
Why does it make sense?
Because he's still saying that you have to do a kiddushin and an nisuin.
Yeah, so I'll do kiddushin and an nisuin. I'll have in mind that I'm doing it for both. Who says that's not good? Trust me when I tell you that the Rishonim discussed this. It's not simple. That's not our issue right now. We could possibly take it up, but that's something that the Rishonim talk about. Okay, but it's a good question. It's a good question. From the simple pshat in the Gemara, it's hard to know what he means. Okay, good question.
Now we're going to raise the problem with the Kabbalah.
Good, first problem.
So, Malik has such a keen holding, but if that's just some master shaming.
Hectatious.
So, but perhaps maybe the only reason Kesef is special and that it can be Poda, Hectatious, and master shaming.
And therefore what?
And therefore, that's the reason why.
Why?
Why it can be Mekadesh.
And therefore?
And therefore, don't exclude Chuppah based on.
Don't, not exclude. Not that you exclude.
Compare to chuppah.
Right. Don't extrapolate the chuppah. You're trying to learn a kal vachomer. You're trying to compare, right? You're trying to argue that chuppah should work. Why? Because it has some benefit, some value over kiddushin, kesef kiddushin. So maybe the reason why kesef kiddushin is in the Mishnah is because it has some unique quality to it. You can't learn from unique quality. Maybe it's endowed with a special nature that allows it to work, in which case you have no right to make a general argument. Okay, good.
The Gemara suggests that Bia Tofiyah, but that the fact that Bia can also be Mekadesh a woman shows that, no, it's not a unique quality that enables them to be Mekadesh.
It's not, well, at least it's not the fact that it can be Podem, Maisa, Shein, and Hektish.
Right?
It's nothing to do with Podem, Maisa, Shein, and Hektish, because I'll show you something else from the Mishnah that also works for Kiddushin. What is it? Bia. And when Bia has nothing to do with Maisa Sheni and Hekdesh. Everyone clear so far? Yoni, you good?
I'm not good.
Chaim?
I'm not
You're not good?
I'm not good.
What's the matter?
I don't understand just how what I can translate the words.
Okay, it's fine. Fair,
but,
it's
but I don't understand what process is going on here.
The Gemara is going to go through a number of steps here, trying to disprove and then subsequently revive Rav Huna's Kal V'Chomer. So the first attack is, maybe you have no right to make this Kal V'Chomer at all from Kesef, because Kesef has a unique property. And that's the only reason why it's in the Mishnah. So if it's that, if it's the reason is why it's in the Mishnah is because of the unique property, you can't learn a Kal V'Chomer from there. Right, that's the first attack. So then, as Richie said, the Gemara says, well, look at Bia. Bia doesn't... What's that?
What kind of attack is that? It's saying that the Kal V'Chomer, it's saying that the Kal V'Chomer that he says, if Chuppah works for one, why wouldn't it work for the other?
No, that's not the Kal V'Chomer.
Okay, so it's original.
It's original. The original Kal V'Chomer is from Kesef. Kesef is strong enough to get you in, but it's not strong enough to be Gomer. So it's not strong enough to be Gomer. Then I'm sorry, it's strong enough, but chuppah, which is strong enough to be gomer, should certainly work to get you in. The Gemara says, why are you comparing money and chuppah? Maybe money has its own special set of rules. That's why money works. Don't compare chuppah.
Very similar to the original.
The Kal V'Chomer?
Yeah, when we spoke about
Pesach Mishnah. Oh, on Amud Hey.
Yeah.
On Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some things that will be revisited here from.
Similar type of setup.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, the Gemara was quoting this, we saw one of the questions that the Gemara had, Tosos, and the Gemara was talking about this rule of Rav Huna. This was the Gemara that we were talking about. That's why it sounds familiar, because it was being referenced. But it's good that you recognize that. Okay.
So
moving right along.
Right, but I was going to say that Malabia Shekain Kona Biavama Kesedil
Chia. Slow. That's two steps.
Right, so
that's two steps.
Right.
So first Bia. Bia Tochiach. Bia means it's not the same as Kesef, and Bia is in the Mishnah, so your Kal V'Chomer could go, because it has nothing to do with Maisa Sheni Hekdesh, right? Bia will prove that. The one says, oh, slow down. What about Bia? Malo Bia, Shekin Kona Bia Vama. Stop. What does that mean? Don't tell me Bia is going to resurrect the Kal V'Chomer, resuscitate the Kal V'Chomer, because I'll tell you that even Bia has something that's unique to it. Maybe the reason why Bia is in the Mishnah is because it's unique. You still can't learn your Kal V'Chomer. Very nice, you told me it's not just Kesef which is unique. Bia is also there. But I'll tell you, Bia has a uniqueness, and maybe that's why it's in the Mishnah.
Bia completes
Nisui. Bia, according to some, would be Chuppah. Would be, would be what we call Chuppah. But here the Gemara is talking about Bia for Kiddushin. We want to prove that Chuppah can work for Kiddushin. So the Gemara is saying, well, look, Bia could do that, so certainly Chuppah could do that. No.
Chuppah intrinsically is much weaker than Bia.
Why say that?
Could be they're going to know they're going to get married. They know they're going to live together.
Right.
They know they have children. The fact that they just happen to be under this cap.
Excellent.
Not going to have the automatic outcome.
Well, what you're saying is important. What you're saying is really something that goes back to what Pesach mentioned yesterday and what Yoni mentioned earlier, and that is we really have to understand the nature of chuppah. What is chuppah in order to really make sense of all this? But let's hold off on that for the moment. Your question is good. Okay, but let's just get through the technical morass over here.
So
before
Bia is different because you can acquire a Yavama.
Good.
So therefore,
the Kal V'Chomer is back to being problematic. It's not a good Kal V'Chomer anymore.
What do you mean you can't?
Right, it's not a good Kal V'Chomer because now we see that there's unique.
Bia is also unique. So far, I show you two things in the Mishnah. Kesef, unique. Bia, unique. So who says I can learn to chuppah?
I don't understand the case of Bia now.
Bia by Yavama. That Bia is Kona by Yavama.
Oh, but it's not for the general sense. It's only in a limited case.
Showing a uniqueness to Bia.
Only in a limited case.
That's right.
It's not a general.
No, he's saying just whatever it is about Bia, whatever it is about Bia that allows it to be Kona by Yavama, maybe that property allows it to be Kona by Kiddushin. And chuppah doesn't have that. Okay? Good. Weiter. No, Kesef Yechiyah. This is a hard point. So what is it, Kesef Yechiyach? What does that mean?
It means that, and Kesef shows that that's not the
right
property that allows it to.
Right, you're telling me that B is only in the Mishnah because it could be Kona by Yavama? And that's no. I'll show you that there are things in the Mishnah that have nothing to do with being Kona by Yavama. Kesef. So now that I show you that something's in the Mishnah has nothing to do with being kohen by Yevamah, it must be for some other reason that it's in there, and therefore I could make my kalvachomer.
Yevamah was the servant, right?
No, that's the Amarvia. Yevamah is the case where you have the.
Because it's the Chazar Adin, and therefore we go back to the original.
No, the Chazar Adin doesn't mean. I think the Chazar Adin means we could still go forward. The Chazar Adin, our argument of the kalvachomer goes forward. Uh-huh. I think that's the way it's.
I was looking at it before.
Has he touched it? Okay. I mean, ultimately, it's going to be the same thing. That we're still moving forward with this analysis. Okay, good. So, kesef yochiyach. So, that's not the uniqueness of beer that gets it into the Mishnah. V'chazer hadin. What do we ultimately say now? This is important terminology because this comes up throughout Shas. You have to know what this means. It's a term of art, basically. What it means is the quality of this is not like the quality of this. And the quality of this, or the nature of this, is not like the nature of this. You have it throughout Shas, hundreds of times, right?
That they're not comparable.
They're not. You can't compare them. They're each one is unique. So Gemara says B is unique, has properties that Kesef doesn't have, and Kesef has properties that that B doesn't have.
Okay.
Okay. So now what? What gets them in the Mishnah? Go ahead.
Good.
So what gets them both in the Mishnah? Not their uniquenesses, but something they share in common. Tzad HaShaveh. What's a Tzad HaShaveh?
Commonality.
Tzad HaShaveh, right? When you're comparing two things, you say, on the one hand this, on the other hand this. On the Tzad HaShaveh, meaning they have certain things that compare, that are in common. Tzad HaShaveh, good. Again, that's another term to know. Tzad HaShaveh.
Kohen B'Yama, that they have that they can acquire in general.
Good. These two things work as vehicles for Kenyan in general.
Is just referring to these two, or the Koni Khan, and therefore they are allowed to be Koni here.
Good, and therefore they're also included here as vehicles for Kenyan Kiddushin. So therefore, Afani Avi,
Chuba, Shekona B'Yama, the Koni Khan.
Good, stop. What does that mean? So I'll also tell you, so therefore I can also argue.
That Chuba can also be Koni in general.
That Chuba will work for Kiddushin. Why? Because chuppah is sheh kohen b'alma. I'm not arguing that it should argue kohen b'alma. It does. It is kohen b'alma. Right. But I'm saying, again, we want to just pay close attention to the lashon. Ani avi chuppah. I'll bring chuppah into the list. Why? Sheh kohen b'alma. That it works elsewhere. Where does it work? No, chuppah.
But
it's kohen
because we sell rishus.
But it works
for her also for...
Right. It brings her fully in the rishus of the baal. It's kohen in terms of nisuin. So it's kohen b'alma. And therefore, the Kona Khan. Yeah, of course. Kona, where else is Chuppa Kona? That's only.
It says about the Rashi says.
Kona Ba'alma? I understand. That means that it's. That once she's in Nesua, she's no longer in the domain of her father. Now she's fully in the domain of her husband, such that these are the Nafkaminas.
I thought the Ba'alma had to be something out of Yishus and therefore applied to
it's Yishus. Not else. No, there is no out of Yishus. There's no such thing.
Okay.
Right, it just means Ba'alma. Meaning not for Kiddushin. No. Meaning there is another aspect of Kenyan for Chuppah. Okay? Is everyone clear? It's important that everyone be clear. The last point?
Yeah.
So what the Gemara is saying is, listen, I'll show you that the reason why Kesef and B are in the Mishnah is because they're both devices that are used for Kenyan. And if that's the case, then I could argue that a third category, which is really a fourth category, should also be in there. Chuppah, it also works as a Kona. Where? By Nisuin. Okay, good.
Now,
up to this point, Rav Huna's Kal V'Chomer is still able to stand. So now the Gemara asks another problem. Another question.
Right, so, Mal Tzad HaShaveh Shebehent, what's the commonality between them? Shekein Hanasan Meruba.
Stop. What is that? This is a what? This is an attack. This is a question. What's the question? You want to tell me that Tzad HaShaveh is that they all function in the realm of Kinyan. I'll tell you a different Tzad HaShaveh. If I could tell you that these two things, Kesef and B, are both in the Mishnah for a different reason, because they share a different commonality, then I could argue, then maybe Chuppah is not good. What's the other commonality that they have? That they're enjoyable, they're pleasurable, there's benefit. Kesef and Bia are both Hanas and Meruba, right? Everyone loves money, people find Bia enjoyable, there's Hana. Okay? But Chuppah is not going to have that. No, what's chuppah? I mean, it's a mechanism. It's not hanas and meruba. If that's the case, maybe I can't make my kal v'chomer. Right? My kal v'chomer should be out. If that's the reason why the other things are in, then I have no right to argue the chuppah, because that's not the tzad hashava.
It's not as much necessarily.
It's not a device of hana. It's not a, strictly speaking, it's not a vehicle of hana. It might have some benefit to a person.
Yeah, I mean, she likes to be,
people like to be married. Okay, but
he
it's
likes
not.
To be, has a pretty girl walk around.
But intrinsically speaking, it's not hana. Right. Intrinsically speaking, no. Intrinsically, right.
It's not different.
It's not the primary nature.
No way.
Fine. Agreed.
Star Yofiach. Star shows that that's not the reason why they're in the Mishnah, because Star doesn't have benefit.
Good. So I'll bring you Star. You want to argue me Tzad HaShaveh from Hana'ah? I'll tell you no. That's not a Taina my Kal V'chomer, because I'll look to what? I'll look to Star. Star is not Hana'ah Samar either. Star is just a vehicle of Kenyan acquisitions. That's why Star is there. So I'm back to saying that all the things that are in there are Kenyan devices. It has nothing to do with Hana'ah Samar Ruba, and therefore my Kal V'chomer could work. Again, let me just remind everyone, this is a complicated Gemara. This is difficult, it's technical, it's tedious, but again, it's important. This is a very good example of following the flow of the Gemara and appreciating the subtle differences between the questions and the answers. It's very hard. This is a very hard Gemara. You shouldn't be dejected.
So
you're on top of it. You got it. Okay, good.
And now we're going to try to show a reason why Star is in the Mishnah.
Oh, you're trying to tell me Shtar is an answer to my argument of Hanasa Maruba, and you're telling me Shtar's in there, so everything is really Kenyan oriented and Kal V'chomer is still good? No, I'll tell you a different reason why Shtar is there. I'll tell you Shtar has a different uniqueness, and that's why it's in the Mishnah, okay? Which Chuppah doesn't have,
right.
And therefore you can't make your Kal V'chomer. Which none of the other things have, right?
Is that it can be used for get.
Good. Let's just read it inside. Good. What does that mean? It's motzi bebas Yisrael. It removes.
Extract her.
Good. Excellent. It extracts a bas Yisrael from what?
From marriage.
Right? It extracts it from marriage. The other things don't do that. So chuppah certainly doesn't do that. Right? Chuppah is the antithesis of being motzi. Chuppah is a machnes. So if you want to tell me that shtar is an answer, no. I'll tell you shtar is in there because it has a different uniqueness.
Which
Kesef and Bia don't have that. So the Gemara says, whoa, 1 second. You're telling me now, Shtar is in there because it's a motzi, and that's why it's in the Mishnah, that's why it's a vehicle for Kiddushin, and now I can't make my Kal V'chomer? I'll tell you, look at the other things. The other things in the Mishnah don't have that characteristic. So it's not true that only things which have this unique property are in the Mishnah.
What's this unique property?
That it could get you out of marriage. It gets the woman out of marriage. So it gets you out of marriage, it gets you in marriage. But you see, the other things don't work that way. So it's lav dafka things that have this property that are in the Mishnah.
L'chazar hadin, several move on.
L'chazar hadin, let's keep going. We're going to keep going with the Kal V'chomer.
You can't. They're not comparable within.
Right. All these things.
These things that we mentioned.
Good.
So shaynal hatzad hashava shemahen.
So what is the tzad hashava shemahen? Right. Then each one's different.
Sorry.
Each one's inherently different. But what is the tzad hashava?
So is now repeat.
Because now it's including Shtar. The reason why the Gemara is doing this Lashon again is because first, it only revisited Kesef and Bia. Now it's including, you brought up Shtar, so now I have to recap. Uh-huh. Now I have to tell you, Lo Rizek, Ki Rizev, Kesef, different. Bia, different. Shtar, different. They're all different. They all have different qualities, unique qualities. What's the Tzad HaShavah Shebehen, such that I could argue to Chuppah? I'll tell you.
Shebehen Shekonin Bialma. That they can all acquire, generally speaking.
Right, they all work to be Kona. They're all vehicles of Kenyan.
They're Kona Kona, therefore they're going to acquire here.
So therefore I could argue what?
That's the reason why they can be Kona.
And therefore I can make my Kal V'chomer and say that what? Say that Chuppah is also good for Kiddushin. Right? I could say the same to my Chuppah. Chuppah is Kona Ba'alma, should be Kona here. By Nisuin. Good. 1 second, let's make sure everyone's good here. Not good? Where did we lose you? The last step?
Yeah.
Okay, last step. Last step, think about something like this. You're right. Kesef has a property that's unique to Kesef insofar as it's Podem, Maisa, Shani, and Hekdesh. Bia has a unique property insofar as it can be used to be Mekadesh to acquire a Yavama. Shtar has unique property that it's motzi, a woman from a marriage. But that's not the reason why they're all used for Kiddushin. The reason why they're all used for Kiddushin is because they have something in common also. What is it? The fact that they can be used to acquire. They're used as methods of Kinyan. So if that's the case, that things in the Mishnah are there as methods of Kiddushin because they're used in general as means of Kinyanim, I could argue that what? That Chuppah should also be in there. Chuppah is used as a Kinyan also. Where? By Nisuin. So now it's not inappropriate for me to make my Kal V'chomer. Okay? I can make the Kal V'chomer. That's what we're up to now. I'll make my Kal V'chomer. Rav Huna still...
Oh, I thought you went further on that.
Not yet. Now the Gemara is going to ask another question.
Where are we?
You see where it says Amar Rav, or we're a few lines up from that. Mal Atzad HaShav HaShemahen?
Yeah,
is it? Shekin Yeshnan Baal Karcha. Okay.
So maybe there's a different comment now.
So Gemara saying, good. Gemara saying, listen, you're trying to prove to me that the reason all those things are in the Mishnah is because of Kenyan, in which case the Kal V'chomer could carry? I'll tell you no. There's another Tzad HaShav HaShemahen, a different Tzad HaShav.
They have the ability to be done Baal Karchach.
Right, what does that mean?
Against their will.
Against their will. All these things work against their will. And maybe that's the reason why they're in there. 1 second, that's where that question stops. Okay?
But didn't we just before say that if she's a minor, she has no will?
We're going to get to that. That's Tasvis. Okay, let's take it slow. As far as the Gemara is concerned now, the Gemara is giving a different Tzad HaShav. They're all Baal Karcha. Oh, comes along. So what's this? Sounds like a knockout. This should be like a TKO for Huna. He should be out of the running. So the Gemara asks the final question, which seems to really be a big problem. Maybe it's all the Tzad HaShav in terms of what? In terms of Baal Karcha. And therefore they're in. But Chuppah, there's no such thing as Chuppah Baal Karcha, so you can make your Kal V'chomer. So what does the Gemara say in response? No, Rav Huna will answer you by saying what? No such thing as kasef. This is where it came up. This rule of Rav Huna holding there's no such thing as kasef Baal Karcha. Right, remember? We had that question. If you hold there's no Baal Karcha, then what's going on over here? So if that's the case, then what's the status of Rav Huna's Kal V'chomer? Within Rav Huna's world, if he holds that Kasef is not applicable, Baal Karcha,
we don't have a unique commonality.
It's
anymore.
Still good. There is no Tzad HaShava that limits Chuppah. I mean, the commonality would be, yes, it would be Kinyan.
It would be within the Kal V'chomer, right? It wouldn't be...
It would be Kinyan. It wouldn't be Baal Karcha. I would say Tzad HaShava is Kinyan, and I can learn Chuppah as well. 1 second, let's make sure everyone's clear up to this point. Up to this point, basically all we did was we asked a series of technical questions on Rav Huna's Kal V'chomer. We answered all of them, and we said, Rav Huna, your Kal V'chomer can go on to the next level now. Okay. Now, the next line is also tricky. Why is the next line tricky? Because the language is very strange. What does the Gemara say now?
Amar Rava, Shnei Teshuvos B'Davar.
Good.
There are two answers to...
Now, what does he really mean when he says two answers?
Two problems.
There's two problems. He means I have two questions. What does he mean, two answers? I mean, I have two answers to your statement that your Kal V'chomer is still good. Mm-hmm. Right? And these are two things that have been made. These are two things that have been mentioned here in Shir. These are two problems that we mentioned yesterday as being somewhat glaring questions on Rav Huna's Kal V'chomer. These aren't technical problems. These are more, we'll call them logical problems. Up till now, we're trying to argue just based on the internal problems with your Kal V'chomer. You got past the gauntlet of all those questions. But now we have another, perhaps a different type of question. What's the question over here? Let's see.
The first problem.
Good.
The Shlashtna. The Mishnah taught three things. Kezashtan Bia.
Good.
Didn't teach four.
Excellent. A very basic question. You start in the beginning of the Masechta. What does it say in the beginning of the Masechta? Ha'isha Neknes B'Shalosh Derachim. Right? That should be a non-starter, Rav Huna. You're telling me all of a sudden Chuppah? Chuppah is a fourth method. The Mishnah says three, and then it lists them. It lists the three. Now you tell me Chuppah? I don't know where you get that. That's question number one. It's a good question, right?
That's the best question so far.
Good question.
Just practically, yeah. Didn't we say also that the reason it's a shlosh derachim and not just the three is l'mavutei ma'ay?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But then they went out to say, what about Rav Huna, who holds that Chuppah is kona? You need a different reason.
All right, different
right. Reason. Yeah, Richie's pointing out that earlier in the Masechta, when the Gemara said, Gemara asked, why did it say three and then list? Just tell me what the list is and that's it. Tell me the list and I know the list. Why do you have to say three and then tell me the list? So we said three, Talmud says three is to tell me, not Chuppah. Chuppah doesn't work. Because there's a Havmi to say it would work. But what about Rav Huna? Rav Huna holds it does work. So Rav Huna needed a different Miut, which the Gemara discussed previously. Everyone follow? It's tangential. If you don't follow, I'd rather everyone just stay focused on this issue. All right, let's not get derailed over here. So the Rav, like Irving said, this is a very strong question, a very basic question. You tell me it says three in the Mishnah, there's no fourth. Chuppah would be a fourth. that should dismiss this kal v'chomer right away.
The second question.
The ode, good.
Klum chuba gomeres elali de kiddushin. Chuba only works to finish the marriage only after kiddushin starts the marriage.
Right. And this is another very good question. Now, you could argue which question is better, but this is another very good question. What is this question? What was your kal v'chomer? You tell me that chuppah works to get you into the full stage of marriage. It gives, right? It takes you out of the rishus of the Baal and puts, it takes you out of the rishus of the father and puts you fully in the rishus of the Baal. So certainly it should work for the weaker stage of just taking you out a little bit, putting you in kiddushin. Right? If it works for nisuin, if it works to put you fully in the domain of the Baal, then certainly it should work to get you at least partially out of the rishus of the father. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that the only way that works in a normal setting is what? Is after kedushin. It's a two-stage process. Yes, of course, chuppah works to be gomer. But what does gomer mean? Gomer means to finish. Finish what you started already.
So that implies that it has to be the second part of the process.
Yeah.
It's not as strong as within itself. It's really not that strong. It needs kedushin.
Exactly. It's strong because it's already the first requirement's already been satisfied. You follow?
Yeah.
So these are two questions. They're related. They're basically saying, Rav Huni, you have no right to say such a thing. One is, it's three, not four. And one is, within your kal v'chomer itself, you have a fatal flaw. What's your fatal flaw? You're telling me that you're arguing from chuppah as being gomer, but it's only gomer after you began. You can't finish before you... It's like going to, you file some certain papers, and you have to file a series of papers. And you say, okay, listen, I filed the last papers. I met my deadline, I filed the last papers. And they send you back your papers and say your papers are deficient. Why? Because you didn't file everything else that you had to file before. Right? Let's say quarterly, you have to file things. You got to get the last one in, no problem. Then you get a letter that says you owe all kinds of penalties. Why? Because you didn't satisfy the requirement. Yeah, the fourth one, you got in on time. You met the requirement of the fourth one, but what about all the previous three quarters? You didn't do that. The only reason why the fourth quarter is what concludes is because it's the end of a series. The same thing over here. He's saying chuppah works because it's the second step in a two-step process. That's the kasha on Rava, right? Pesach, that was your question, basically, on the Gemara. Okay, so I'll be honest, I mentioned before to some of the guys earlier, the first time I learned this Gemara, I was very bothered by the kal v'chomer. I looked at the kal v'chomer, and I had that problem. I said, what kind of kal v'chomer is this? Crazy kal v'chomer. And the Gemara didn't ask it. I looked at all the Rishonim, no one's asking it. Right? I said, looks like I can't be. Maybe I don't understand it properly. And over and over. I said, okay, I have to put aside, maybe I don't understand it. Then, you have to go a whole nother omelet to basically find that the Gemara itself raised that question. So sometimes... You sort of get dejected because you look and you say, I must not be understanding it properly because it's such a pasha question. If no one else is asking it, I must not be understanding it because someone should ask it. Look at the Achronim, you look at the no one's asking the question. Yeah, of course that, because the Gemara itself asked the question. So sometimes you have to have a little patience and, go a little further in the sugya to see that, yeah, it's a good question. The Gemara raised it. Now, why didn't the Gemara raise it right away? Why didn't the Gemara raise it right here on Amud Aleph? So I think the reason is because the Gemara first wanted to go through all the technical problems within the kal v'chomer, the internal problems within the kal v'chomer.
Right.
In other words, take each component of the kal v'chomer and say, is it fair? Is it not fair? Is it usable for a kal v'chomer? Is it not? Once you get past all that, now we can ask a question on your kal v'chomer, which is not knocked out based on a technical problem. Now I can ask you a logical problem.
Is there ever a benefit in having the toughest question if you be presented last? Have the tshuva go so far and then finally.
Yeah, there's another benefit in that. And then still show another question. Right. Impasse. Yeah, because you get to see the process. And a lot of times we as learners, we look at the Gemara and say, what, the Gemara didn't know that? You waited 10 lines to get to that question. Why didn't you answer that question right away? Why did you go through those steps? That's for the benefit of showing us the analysis. You're right. Sometimes that happens too. But here I think it's a little bit different in the sense that it's really two different types of questions.
Right.
But even without that, why does the Gemara go through all the steps to finally say, no, I have another reason it's no good? To show you the thinking. Okay. Yeah.
You're going to try to learn out that chuppah that doesn't have kiddushin before it, you can learn out from chuppah that does have kiddushin before it.
Right. Exactly. You're going to try to prove to me that chuppah works without kiddushin from what? From a case of chuppah that's normal, that follows kiddushin? It's crazy argument. Okay, so that's Rava. Rava does not like Rav Huna, to say the least. He has two very strong questions. He does not like Rav Huna's kal v'chomer. Next.
Abaye is trying to answer his two problems.
Good. Now, Abaye ultimately is in the camp of Rav Huna. So when we speak about Abaye, we're really speaking about Rav Huna. Abaye is coming to the defense of Rav Huna to answer Rav's two tshuvos, really, which are his two kashas. You guys, everyone's good so far? Good, everyone? Avi, you good? Okay.
So how the Kamar is that, where you rose the question about Gimel Tanama Dan
Lotan? Raise
the question?
Yeah.
That of that, the Mishnah only said three and not four.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little difficult for me to read, but
Let's take it slow. Hod ka'armas gimel tanan vidal lo tanan. That which you said, right? That which you said. It says three, not four. What right do you have to list the fourth? What will I say in response to that?
Tana milsa tiva behadya.
Behedya.
Behedya.
Right? So tana milsa de ksiva behedya katani. Milsa de lo ksiva behedya lo katani. What does that mean?
The words that it needed to say said.
Well, let's take it slow. Tana, I taught you milsa de ksiva behedja katani. What does that mean? What does behedja mean? Explicit. Good. What's that? That's okay. That's fine.
It's not the same words by behadi hadadi.
Behadi hadadi. No, it's a different word. Behadi hadadi means together. Behedja means blatantly, openly, expressly, explicitly. So I listed in the Mishnah those things which are what? Hell, good. I took those things which are expressly listed in the Torah. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia are all learned out from Sukkim. Right? They're all learned out from Sukkim. Right? We discussed Kesef, Kikha, Kikha, Mistayafron. And we learned doing Shtar and Bia, we haven't gotten to yet, but the Gemara gets into those things as well. Tries to deduce all of them from Sukkim, from verses. So those three things in the Mishnah, those are the ones that are expressly stated in the Torah. But what did we not mention in the Mishnah? Lokatani, that I didn't teach you. The Mishnah didn't tell you those things which were not blatantly, expressly stated in the Torah. Okay, that's my answer to your first question. That's not a question. The Mishnah didn't mean to exclude everything. The Mishnah only meant to exclude those things which are openly, expressly stated in the Torah. Again, this is a defense of Rav Huna. Because as you pointed out, you still have the Miyute Mai, but that's not for Rav Huna. Rav Huna will answer like this. And
the problem that you rose about the
raised. The problem that you raised.
And the problem that you raised about the fact that chuppah, you can only deal with chuppah as through kiddushin.
Good. And it's chuppah only as a second step, not chuppah as an end run. There's no such thing as chuppah as an end run. You ask me that, Kasha. What will I say to that? Rav Huna really agrees with that. Rav Huna really agrees with that. What does that mean, Rav Huna agrees with that? There, what is Heikuf? Right, so Rav Huna Nami Hachikama. What does he really say? Uma
Kesef She'inu Gomer Achar Kesef Kone. Just like Kesef that can't finish after Kesef.
Stop. What does that mean? So what Abai is doing here is he's just refining Rav Huna a little bit. In order to answer the second question, he's refining Rav Huna. What's he saying? He's saying Rav Huna would agree Kesef. When he says Kesef is not good enough to be Gomer, what does he mean? He means Kesef is not good enough to be Gomer after what?
Kiddushin.
After Kesef. It's Kiddushin, right? If I give the woman...
You wouldn't be able to do it for this. You wouldn't be able to use Kesef for this.
The second time.
Yeah.
Right, he's saying when I gave money the first time for Kiddushin, I can't go ahead and give money a second time for and call it Nisuin, and there's no such thing. That's for sure true. So now I'll argue from that. Just like I can't give money once and call it Kiddushin. Give money twice and call it Nisuin.
For a couple that I...
Good, but
the chuppah that I can give after Kesef of Kiddushin.
Exactly. Chuppah, I looked at chuppah, and I can use chuppah after Kesef to seal the deal. Chuppah can be used for Nisuin after Kesef, where Kesef itself can't be used that way. So therefore what?
Therefore,
Eino din shetikna. So certainly it's true. That's really what Rav Huna's Kal V'Chomer was. He just sort of refines Rav Huna's Kal V'Chomer a little bit. Again, we have to discuss what the... Yeah, I'm going to repeat it.
Yeah.
I'm going to, no secrets here. Just I'm going to repeat it, but what I'm just pointing out is that hopefully tomorrow we're going to have to discuss the merits of this machlokas between Abaye and Rava now. What are they arguing for? What's the machlokas in Svara in terms of this? Now that we understand the facts, now that we understand the progression of the sugya, now we can first talk about what are they arguing over? What is it? What's Rava really bothered by over here? Forget about the three and four. That we understand. But what the second thing is a real argument. The second thing is a real argument, the second question, the second tshuva. And what's Rava's answer? Rava's saying, no, I'm sorry, Abaye. Abaye's saying, no, it's okay. 3 and 4 I answer. Again, technical question, technical answer. But the second question, that's a machlokas and svara. Right? You tell me I have no right to compare one to the other. And Rava's saying, no, there is a basis for comparison. I'm sorry, Abaye's saying there is a basis for comparison. And this is my argument. My argument is like this. Just like money can't serve the role of both kesef and kiddushin, of kesef kiddushin and nisuin, it only works for kiddushin. If I give money a second time, it would be nothing. If I give money the first time, it's good kiddushin. But chuppah, which would come after kesef, would be good. Chuppah, which would come after kesef, would be good. That's the norm. That's the norm. That's the normal routine. I give money for a kiddushin, and then we have a chuppah for nisuin, whatever that is. So if I show you that chuppah is strong enough to work after kesef, right? And kesef itself is not strong enough to work after kesef, then certainly chuppah should work where kesef worked initially, right? Kesef is not strong enough to work after kesef. Oh, 1 second. Kesef is not strong enough to work after kesef. I'm saying it doesn't have the ability. It doesn't have the... what I mean strong is it doesn't have the halachic tokef, the tokef, the halachic ability to be able to do it. Right. For whatever reason, whatever the property is that it's endowed with, you can't effectuate a good nisuin by doing kesef twice. Giving kesef twice is nothing. But you see, if I did chuppah after kesef, that would be good. I'd have the two-stage process. So if I could effectuate a good nisuin with chuppah after kesef, then I'll say that chuppah I should be able to use in lieu of kesef. Because I'm showing that it has an advantage that kesef doesn't. What's the advantage that kesef... Now, we could argue about this, but we have to understand what the presentation of the Kal Vachomer is on its face. According to Abaye, this is what Rav Huna really meant. He said, after kesef, kesef's not going to do anything. But after kesef, chuppah's going to do something. So if you see that chuppah has an advantage over kesef in that scenario, then why don't we say that chuppah should be able to do what kesef could do at the outset? Now you'll still say, well, they're not comparable. Why are you comparing them? So we have to explain why Abaye is willing to say, yeah, that you can make this comparable. They are comparable. So Yoni Marco, it's not here anymore, but he suggested something about the nature of chuppah that might allow for this comparison. But what we're going to see, perhaps, is that there's two totally different perspectives here on chuppah. Let's throw it out, just open question, just for a minute. In order to compare kiddushin to chuppah, make this kal v'chomer, what do you have to say about the nature of chuppah? That it's some form of kinyan. That it's some form of kinyan. Right? You can't compare, as we said yesterday, you can't compare apples and oranges. You have to work within the same framework. So if you tell me that I'm going to learn the rules of nisuin from kiddushin, and I know they're two separate systems, they're two separate processes. Right? Or maybe they're two parts of one procedure. But I know that they're different, they're distinct, they're not the same. They have different rules. But if you tell me that they share a certain tzara shava, if you will, in that they're both forms of kinyan, then I can make an argument from one to the other. But if I learn that nisuin is not a din in kinyan, then what? Then this whole thing's a house of cards. The whole thing's going to fall down. There's no basis for comparison. There is no basis for comparison.
But we're not saying that Rava might hold like that, are we?
We're saying that Rava, in questioning the whole Kal V'chomer, is saying something about chuppah that's different than what Abaye is saying. And what Abaye seems to be saying is that the means of comparison is that they're both kinyanim. Rava's asking two questions. Apparently, he holds that they're not comparable.
But not because it's not a kinyan. He says because of the issue of that it requires kiddushin first.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean? That's why you can't compare them.
But that's because of...
Let's see. We're going to have to talk that out. Uh-huh. We'll try to talk that out. Okay? Is everyone clear on this?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
See what Abaye is adding to what Rav Huna said in the beginning.
Oh, what, his modification?
Yeah.
Right, because the question was, if chuppah works for nisuin, it's only because it came after kiddushin. So Abaye is saying... You know, you're right, Rav Huna agrees with that. But Rav Huna's argument is that if you would try to do Kiddushin twice, it wouldn't do anything. If you give money once for Kiddushin and once for Nisuin, all you have is Kiddushin. But if I give money and then I give Chuppah, I have something. right? So he's arguing from that case. He's arguing from the case of money followed by chuppah. If money followed by chuppah works, and money followed by money doesn't work, so then chuppah preceded by chuppah, perhaps, or chuppah by itself, again, that machlokas Rishon Chaim, notwithstanding, the issue that you raised, but if chuppah works in a way that money doesn't work, then chuppah should work in the way that money does work.
That sounds like what Rav Huna said in the beginning.
It is what Rav Huna said, but he's just...
So what is he adding?
He's modifying it because there was a factual argument against him in terms of chuppah and its interplay with Kiddushin. The question that Rava raised was, what do you mean chuppah? You're going to argue that chuppah should work for Kiddushin. The only reason why chuppah works as Nisuin is because Kiddushin came first. So Abayi is saying, yeah, that's true. That's true. But the argument is that Kesef can't do what chuppah could do. Kesef can't work in stage two. It can only work in stage one. Oh, but you see chuppah works in stage two? When it's preceded by stage one, then it should also work for stage one. That's his argument.
So we're really based on Svara, Rava's...